You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's new school lunch program, spearheaded by ACT Party leader David Seymour, has come under fire for a raft of problems related to its implementation. With rollout issues continuing since the first week, alongside quality and quantity concerns, many are questioning whether the program change was necessary. School lunches often support struggling families and students to maintain a healthy and balanced diet. CASA speaks to the co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, Professor Lisa Te Morenga, about why a school lunch program is necessary and how the new program stacks up.
So I wanted to start with the idea of school lunch programs broadly, rather than the government's new program. Why is having a publicly funded school lunch program so important?
There are many reasons why a publicly funded school lunch program just makes sense. We see in one of the most successful countries in terms of educational success, Finland, they have had a healthy school lunch program for all students for decades now. So we have this view in New Zealand that somehow lunches shouldn't be part of the education system, yet other countries do value it. We have 1 in 5 kids in New Zealand living in households at the moment where they don't always get food every day. So they may be missing out on meals just because there isn't any money left for food after their families paid the rent and all the other bills that they need to do. We could give families more money, more social support, and look to reducing housing costs, which would be great. I'd love to see that happen. But another way we can support those children living in those households is to ensure that at school they're getting a healthy, nutritious lunch. And I think that's a really important part of our education system. We spend a lot of money on teachers. We spend a lot of money on school buildings and furniture and resources to help children learn. So it would make sense to me that you should also make sure that the children are fueled up so that they're able to take advantage of the learning opportunities that are provided to them. We know from international research just recently carried out that children who miss out on a meal 2 or more times a week are up to 4 years behind their peers in terms of academic success. Some people might say, but not all families need support. They should be able to do it themselves. And yes, that's true. But we also know with school lunch programs overseas that what makes them most successful is when they're universal. So all kids are getting the same lunch. It removes the stigma and makes sure that those kids who need it most are not ashamed, you know, about receiving support. The other thing I would say about that is that actually even kids who live in homes where they can afford food in New Zealand, well, all kids actually aren't eating the healthiest food that they can be. So we're living in this sort of swamp of marketing which is promoting less than healthy foods. We don't see much advertising for healthy foods. We have families who are juggling long working hours, complicated working hours, maybe, zero hours contracts. So life is pretty chaotic. And so even having the time to get out shopping, make sure your kids are having a healthy lunch can be really difficult. I know as a parent, we didn't have issues with affording food, but I would have loved it if I could just send my kids out the door in the mornings and know that they were going to get to school and have a healthy meal. So, you know, I think the majority of families out there would probably be saying, bring back lovely, healthy lunches that all kids can enjoy, make our lives easier, make lives better for those who need it. How can this possibly be a bad thing to do?
Yeah, and if we're thinking about that old school lunch program, the one implemented by the previous Labor government, if we're looking at that program, what was the state of the program and was it servicing students well or were there some issues?
There were issues for some schools, but they were being ironed out. And you know what? Some of the biggest issues that we had in the old model was the schools that were getting their lunches prepared by an external provider like Compass and Libel, who are now supplying the lunches to almost all of the schools. So they were the worst performing providers. They were the problem makers, and somehow they have managed to get the big contract now delivering the school lunches to all kids. But over time, it was getting better and better, and we had lots of really, really good programs operating in a lot of our schools where either external providers that live in the community were creating meals and making sure that, you know, adapting the menus to what the kids wanted to eat, or we had even schools who were able to do it themselves and able to provide really excellent food for the students. And also the model that ran meant that schools were starting to do really, go broader than just feeding kids, like looking at shared lunches where everyone came together and ate their lunches together, and they had conversations and built relationships with the teachers. They could be integrating the program into their educational programs, to help, use that as an opportunity to teach kids about healthy eating, nutrition, gardening, catering, all sorts of things. And that's just lost now. We also, David Seymour had criticised the amount of waste that was coming out of that program previously. And, that's just not true. The waste was coming down. It was tiny. It was about 6 or 7% of the food was now being wasted under the old program. As schools got better at, providers got better at making sure they were providing food that the kids like, what David Seymour was talking about was that some schools were able to produce more meals with that money and store them for handing out to families who needed extra support or in the holidays when kids, weren't at school. They had a stack of meals that they could give out to those most in need, or they were delivering them to other groups that needed support in their community. So they were surplus meals, they weren't waste meals. But now it's all waste. Anything that's not eaten can't be reused because it's been chilled and then reheated, and you can't chill it again and give it out. There's food safety issues there. And the foods, are getting worse by the looks of it, and they're being thrown out. So we've just created this huge waste problem.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the quality. There's been a lot of talk about the new program, some issues in the rollout and how it's been received. Just to start off, I guess, on the new program, do we know how it fares in food quality and quantity compared to the last program?
It's largely anecdotal evidence at the moment, although, sometimes we can see what is going into, we've got the recipes have been provided by Compass, and also sometimes they buy in meals from other providers like Watties, fish pie or something. So you can see the nutrition breakdown of those meals. I think the difference now is that they are smaller than was previously being delivered, and so because they're smaller, there's less energy in them, there's going to be less nutritional value overall in general. The meals are really small, they're 240 grams, so the government has had to top up the funding for high school students because it wasn't meeting the requirements of, really active, well, not even really active, like moderately active older teenage boys in particular. It was only they're providing now only about 10% of their daily energy requirements, whereas in the past they were trying to provide about 30% of their energy requirements, a third. We tend to have three meals a day, so ideally that lunch meal should be providing about a third of energy, but now they're down to a tenth. So they're a lot smaller. Also, they tend to use, I think, just basic mixed veggies, so the variety is a lot less than there used to be, whereas before, it was a good way to introduce kids to different sorts of fruits and vegetables that were served in different ways, maybe salads or whole pieces of broccoli. And, you know, so I think that's really important for teaching kids who are growing up in houses where there's not a lot of dietary diversity. It's exposing them to new foods, getting a taste for healthy foods, which can be quite hard to establish a taste for. So those benefits of the program are lost in these new meals where it kind of just looks like a blob of kind of food all mixed in with mixed veggies, which I'm sure your listeners, you know, use a lot of mixed veggies themselves in their meals, and I can probably relate to how monotonous that would be if it was in every single meal that you had all the time.
And then lastly here, I wanted to talk, you've touched on this issue a little bit, but I wanted to talk about a quote from our Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, who this morning was speaking to News Talk ZB and said, "If you really are unhappy with it, for God's sake, go make a Marmite sandwich and put an apple in a bag just like you and I had." Is this a reasonable alternative for most students to bring their food in from home, like our Prime Minister is suggesting?
I just think it's really out of touch with the reality that a lot of kids in New Zealand are living with. You know, our most disadvantaged kids, if they do get food every day, it might just be really cheap stuff like bread, pasta, noodles. So while a Marmite sandwich and an apple might have been fine for me or Christopher Luxon when we were kids, that was because we were going home to a healthy hot meal at the end of the day with good quality protein, meat probably, meat and three veg. You know, the kids who really need this program, they're not getting that. So this lunch, it's really important that this meal that we are providing is as nutritious as it could be.
That was the co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, Professor Lisa Te Morenga, speaking to CASTA about the new school lunch program and why school lunches are important.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.